There we go. We can hear
yeah,
you now.
There we got you.
All right. We have Craig in the chat, Gotham, whenever you're ready.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I couldn't hear you guys. What were you saying?
You're presenting SIP 2008 tonight, correct? Or is I noticed a different author on the SIP?
Yeah, yeah. It will be me only.
Okay. Great. Whenever you're ready, we'll...
Yeah, so SIP 2008 is about basis trading. So we are planning to integrate basis trading on our new platform called Trade, which will allow people to create a basis trade position, which is essentially longing a spot and shorting an asset, mostly when like the funding rate is positive. So we are proposing to have like a low spot fee of like 5 BPS for ETH and SBTC, which are the only supported markets, and disable dynamic fee for this. And so like the advantage of this is that so the execution won't happen on the time, so execution will be delayed by a minute or two, like based on the configuration. So what it will allow is that like there is no risk of front running or anything like that happening, which can impact the stakers or like increase the risk. And also like since the net position is delta neutral, because like it's longing and shorting at the same time, there is no direct risk on the capital, and generally like the size of the purpose on the other direction, because people are opening this position for collecting funding rate, this would be beneficial as it like reduces the risk. And that's the general idea.
If you have a lot of volatility and one side of the position gets liquidated, what happens to the other side? Is that also liquidated at that time?
No, it doesn't. Like they need to manually manage it. So user will have the ability to decide what is the leverage they take. So if one side gets liquidated, then the other side, like they need to close it manually.
If one side gets liquidated and a user just does not take an action to correct that, and the price rebounds, they're only exposed to one side of that, and the other side is being eaten by the debt pool. Or where's that at?
Yeah, it will be same as like holding the spot of that as spot send of that asset.
Okay.
Like if you had a seat short and like holding a seat, and like if the seat short gets liquidated, then the it will be same as the user holding a seat spot.
Got it.
So is it like a user who does this, or is it like a vault kind of thing? Like a user deposits into a contract SUSD, that SUSD gets transformed into these two positions? Or is it like a user who, how does it work?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a managed position by the user. It's like almost only semi-automated, because parameters such as like the funding rate moves a bit. So it's a bit hard to make like a vault where like people stay there for a very long time. So it's more like they need to manage their own leverage. And so from a user point of view, the flow looks like this, that the user comes and like enters an amount in SUSD, and they will like enter the leverage they want to be in, and then they open a position, and then everything else is like managed, and whenever they want to close the position, there will be a button and they close it. And yeah, what we think will happen is that people will do it when the funding rate is positive, and when the funding rate is negative, they will just close the position.
All right, makes sense. And how come a position, like each user has their own individual position, or is it like everyone has the same exposure to the same vault?
Each user has its own individual position.
Okay.
So I think I get the product itself, and I think it makes sense. It's, you know, like funding rate swap derivatives. The one thing I think that we have to kind of think through and monitor closely here is if this is a directional play that users are most likely to open only when the funding is on a positive basis. That may actually impact the network funding rate skew for synthetics and therefore other products, which might have like really weird incentive behaviors for other perps. It, as long as it's not too big of a scale, it shouldn't, but I think that's something that as we progress with this integration, we'll want to keep an eye on to make sure that in a situation like, you know, Quenta, we're still having a positive funding rate if that's needed to kind of recalibrate the market, and that's not all getting just captured by people trading that swap basis.
Yeah, true. It could lead to a skew that's more tended towards the long side, right? Since shorts will get filled if shorts are getting paid. I mean,
it's the current implementation only has spot synth plus shorting ETH or BTC. So it's only on the short side. So it's generally when the funding rate is positive, and then that just trying to collect the funding rate at that time.
Have you considered kind of the inverse? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, is it possible for you to also implement the inverse of that? Or is there a technical reason why it's only one direction?
Because like short synths are like kind of very expensive, but like if that fees is also decreased, then we can implement it. There is no issue from our side.
I mean, it's not necessarily through synthetics. It can be through Avid, like user deposits, USDC, borrows, ETH, you know.
Yeah. That's something that we are currently looking into. That is like in progress. We have like some plans to do that as well.
I mean that almost
acts like a coin futures, right? Like you put some money and then borrow on SUSD and then just trade with the synth. So similar mechanism. We are planning to implement something like that as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but at this time it arbs the long side instead of the short side on with perps, you know?
Yeah, we are planning to roll it out a little bit later because this one is a bit easier for people to understand. That one is a...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I have no objection. You should have proposed it a long time ago. So it's like a really good idea. Thank you for proposing it.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Of 2008.
How quickly will this be deployed or updated if we're making this change? Is there anything else on your end that you need?
No, just like after. So the contract is already deployed. The address is there, and we just have to finish up the UX part, which is like quite simple. But currently we are launching the trade platform next Monday. So we are just delaying it 1 or 2 weeks and then we'll launch this.
Okay, great.
The SIP doesn't state why 5BP was chosen. What is the rationale behind that particular level?
We just took the same number as other direct integration. There is no big reason.
So do you envisage SCCPs to follow rapidly as you tune it? Or do you anticipate 5BP sufficing for a while?
Yeah, if the fees is very high, then it doesn't make sense for a trader to take the opposite side. So if it becomes 20 or something like that, it takes we did a basis trading on the perps even by that time. We ran it on a testnet for a month or something, and still the trader was not able to make back the fees. So we want to make sure that the person gets makes back some amount so that people are incentivized. So 5 BPS seemed like a reasonable amount without increasing the risk for the whole system as well.
Not only that, now it can be kind of for free if you hit it at the right time where the premium or discount is 5 basis points away, you know, from the stable from balance queue.
I didn't quite catch that. Can you repeat the question, please?
No, it's not a question. Just saying, like, it can be a position that's set up for free. If you, like, instead of just targeting a funding rate, you also target the premium discount because perps have a incorporated function, you know, where the price is adjusted based on the skewness. And if the price is like a 5 basis points, I think it's a premium, then the trade is for free because you have five basis points cost on one hand and 5 basis points rebate if you want. So you make the trade for free. Yeah. Kind of.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah. Any further questions? And if not, is this prepared for a vote?
Yep.
Assuming great. That Caleb hasn't inserted any additional multisigs in it anywhere. Yeah.
What was the question? Any multisigs or anything like that? There is nothing.
There is nothing like
Sarah's bedtime.
Yeah. We'll miss him in the next council, you know, not having him around. All right. Thank you, Connor.
Yep. Thank you, everybody. Great night.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Gavin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.